morning. Amen. Half of you do. I'm not sure about the other half. You can be turning to Ecclesiastes this morning, chapter 8, I believe it is. I think these verses we're going to read this morning are very sobering thoughts, and I trust that the Lord will help us this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verses 11, 12, and 13. Amen. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, get that, his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. Amen. You may be seated. That's all the verses I'm going to have, Brother Mike, to read out of Psalm 73 after a while. But I want to talk to you this morning, space of time. Space of time. I read these verses, and years ago I preached from these verses, perhaps a little different thought. But you must remember that the book of Ecclesiastes is written by a man that we are all acquainted with as far as history and scripture is concerned, and that is Solomon, the wise man. And if you're a Bible reader and you have read very much at all out of Ecclesiastes, you understand that this book is called The Writings of the Preacher. And here in the first, in these verses that I've read to you, Solomon gave the principal reason for men continuing in open sin and rebellion against God and even civil government. If the penalty for law-breaking would be executed quickly and completely upon the sinners, there would not be so much crime going on. I've heard many attorneys say that because criminals have the ability to prolong, put off the day of court, sometimes 6 months or a year, 2 years, as much as 3 or 4 years away. And the longer they put it off, the easier the penalty is. And that is so true in the physical and natural sense. But since a sentence for evil is not carried out immediately, and there are many ways of escaping the penalty. I mean, if you got a good lawyer, you can just get off. I mean, they change the meaning of a penalty or an offense. The Bible said the hearts of men become fully set on running the risk of doing evil. They don't feel like they're going to be caught, and if they are caught, they can put it off so long that people forget. The preacher here concluded that although it is easy to sin, and men do escape with much sinfulness in this life, their days even being prolonged. I want you to get that, being prolonged. Yet it remains a fact that it will always go well with those that do fear God. Amen. You never go wrong by doing right. Hello. Amen. And of course, in these verses I've read to you, in the end, it shall not be well with the wicked, and his prolonged days will come to an end because he does not fear God nor serve God. But, amen, verse 13, but it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. I want to talk to you this morning about space of time. Amen. Time seems like has grown easier for people to come by. There's swept over us an impulse of permissiveness. We just kind of look over people's offenses or their wrongdoing. Amen. Sometimes because we like them. Sometimes because they're kin to us. And sometimes for various reasons. And there's so many lawyers out there in the world now that are putting new interpretations on the law. Amen. That it's admitted the law itself ceases to be a law because there's so much time involved, and we are permissive society. Amen. Nothing is more needed than once in a while have some good plain speech about the foulness which lurks in the shadows of a profession of religion. I mean, Tater, everybody's got a religion. Everybody's saved. They may drink like alcohol like a fish. Amen. They may indulge in all of their wrongdoing and sinfulness, but you talk to them about religion, oh boy, they're religious. Amen. They're going to heaven when they die. Amen. But there's no real commitment to Christ in being his disciple. That's the generation in which we're living now. So I want to talk to you about the space of time. Amen. A timely period. Now I want to say this morning, amen, God is a great giver, amen, of life. He gives life. He gives us food. Amen. Happiness. Amen. God wants his children to be happy. Amen. Many times the Bible talks to us about the goodness of God. Amen. And time. I was reading this week about time. Some call time the measure of duration or the succession of ideas. Another one said, time is like pearls strung upon a golden thread. Amen. They all seem like they're pretty good thoughts. Amen. But I want to tell you, did you ever stop to think that God gives man space of time to just do one thing? And that's repent. Repent. Amen. Not many people these days want to take advantage of that time that God's allotted them. If you used to read in the book of Revelation chapter 2, amen, God's writing to the church of Thyatira. And there's this woman in this church. Her name is Jezebel. Amen. And the Bible said in chapter 2 of Revelation, I believe it's verse 21, that God gave her a space of time to repent, and she repented not. And I've wondered several times, how did Jezebel in this second chapter of Revelation, how did she get so influential? How did she wind up having such an impact on that church of Thyatira? Until I read one of the commentators one time, and he was referring to some of the historian facts, and he said that this Jezebel in the book of Revelation, the church of Thyatira, was the pastor's wife. No wonder she wound up with so much influence. Amen. Amen. And God said, amen. God said he allowed her a space of time to repent. And she repented not. I want to tell you this morning, there is a limitation of mercy. Amen. God is a merciful God. He is a good God. He's a loving God. Amen. But I got news for you this morning. Mercy runs out after a while. Amen. Space of time. A definite period of time. Amen. What was it the Old Testament prophet said? Prepare to meet thy God. Time's running out. Amen. And I want to tell you, I don't care if you live to be 100 years old. That's nothing in comparison to how long eternity is. And the sooner or later, you're going to have to face God. Amen. You can get by this preacher. You can get by your wife or your husband. You can get by the Sunday school teachers or the board members. But I will tell you, after a while, you're going to have to face God. Amen. Prepare, he said, to meet thy God. Job chapter 14, verse 5 said, his days are determined. The number of his months are with thee. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, God's given every one of us an obligation and a duty. Amen. What is that for? To repent. Amen. To fix things with God. Time for repentance. A space of time. Amen. I don't know how long I'll live. You don't even know how long you're going to live. But every day that you live is another day of space of time. Amen. We don't realize how short life is until we're gasping for our last breath. And then we realize time is short. I didn't intend for it to end this quick. I didn't know time was going to, amen, come. Space of time is going to end right now. Amen. Time for repentance. Amen. It is a divine allotment that God has given each individual life. Amen. Time to repent. Amen. Oh, I got news for you. Nobody, no man, amen, is going to have any excuse if you are lost in the end. No excuse. No excuse whatsoever. Amen. Time is certainly limited. Amen. Then use it well. Amen. Life is short. I said earlier, amen, this morning that seemed like time's not fleeting, it's just flying by. Amen. I intended to get older. I'm not old, but I'm older. I intended to get older, but I didn't know it's going to come this quick. Amen. And so it is with your life. Amen. Say, your hair's going to turn gray right quick. Amen. Years are creeping up, or not just creeping up, they're running after you. Amen. Until you're going to realize one day, I'm an old man. I'm an old woman. Amen. How did I come this quick? And all of a sudden, amen, you realize time's gone. Amen. Time that God has allotted you. A space of time, short as it is, but yet it is a time that God has allotted each and every one. Amen. If they take advantage of that life and that time that God's given to them. Now let's go to the book of Psalms. Amen. And I was reading this yesterday, last night, and again this morning. Amen. This psalm, this 73rd psalm is so instructional. Amen. It's a psalm by the name of Asaph. Amen. He's quite a a writer, in the book of Psalms. You see him a lot of times. Amen. And I'm going to have Brother Mike to read this. I'm going to interrupt him several times here. Amen. But I want him to read parts of this chapter to us. And it starts out on a very good note. I thought this first verse was, amen, very instructive. Read, brother. Amen.
Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean.
Now stop right there. Amen. Truly. Amen. There's no question about it. Absolutely, positively, God is good. He's good to Israel, his chosen people. But not only is he good to Israel, amen, even to such, what? Read that. Clean heart. God is good to everybody. Amen. The reason he's good to everybody, amen, he's trying to bring men to repentance. Amen. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. Amen. If God is thus good to the whole world, how much better is he to those that are of a clean heart? Amen. He's better to saints than he is anybody else. He's good to everybody. Come on here. He's good to everybody. He's good to the reprobate. Just give him enough time to repent. Amen. He's good to the hypocrite. Amen. Come on. Come on. Somebody said, I go to church, but there's hypocrites. God's good to the hypocrites. Amen. God's good to the drunkard. God's good to the drug addicts. God's good to everybody, but he's especially good to those that are a clean heart. Read verse 2. Amen. Go ahead and read the next down through verse 5 there.
For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is sparse. They are not in trouble with other men, neither are they plagued like other men.
Yeah. Amen. Just go ahead and read some more. I'll tell you when to quit. Now he's still talking about the lost, the wicked, the sinner man, the hypocrite, amen, the apostate. He's still talking about all these that, amen, he looked at them and he saw all of their blessings in the natural, carnal things of life, materialistic, and yet, amen, he said, when I saw all of their prosperity, amen, I almost lost confidence in God. Read on. Amen. Yeah, how does God know? We're living in a generation that don't think God's got eyes or ears. How does God know what I'm doing? Amen. Go ahead.
And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches.
Just hold it right there for a few minutes. Amen. We're going to read some more, so don't run off. Amen. I want us to notice in if you've got your Bible in this 73rd Psalm here, amen. There he records here the best ways in the world to backslide. Amen. Be envious at the prosperity of the wicked. Boy, I wished I had what they had. Amen. Be despondent and critical. Amen. Because you don't have as much. Amen. Belittle God's blessings, verse 13 said. Amen. I've cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. God hasn't blessed me. Amen. Amen. Be rebellious against your lot in life. I want to tell you, I don't know how many church people, amen, always griping and complaining because they don't have what somebody else has got. Amen. Amen. If you was to read all of this chapter, amen, you'd find out that there are 18 different ways where the wicked prospered. Amen. But in verse 12, amen, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, and they increase in riches. I want to say something right here. Prosperity is not the primary purpose that God created man for. No. Amen. Prosperity comes as a result of us being here. But God desires his own people to be prosperous. He said, I wish above all, amen, that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen. But not at the expense of losing your own soul over being prosperous. And I've seen people, I'm going to tell you, amen, I've seen people in my life. I've been preaching 60 years. Amen. And I've seen lots of folks, as long as they had very little in life, they served God. Come on here. Amen. I'm going to lose y'all here this morning. As long as they had just meager things to get by on, amen, they served the Lord. They gladly worshiped God. They paid their tithes. If they made $100 a week, they gave $10 tithe. Plus, they would give offerings. But when they became prosperous, help me here, they got, careless, I guess is a good way to say it. Amen. Be not overcharged with care. Amen. The cares of this life is what the New Testament said. Amen. And the deceitfulness of riches. Amen. Soon as people got, amen, money in the bank. And come on, y'all stay with me here. I mean, they got clothes in the closet. They got food in the pantry and the deep freeze and refrigerators full. Amen. And they're blessed with things of life. And they've got houses and they've got lands and they've got everything their heart's desire could wish for. They get to where they're careless about God. They're careless about going to church. They may go to church. They may not. Boy, ain't that something? Amen. They get to where, well, amen, I can serve God without going to church. One man told me that one time. I said, you might can, but you won't. Amen. Amen. Help me here. Amen. Soon as people become prosperous in life, seems like they forget God. $10 a week was fine to give to a preacher. Amen. Or $5 or $10 to the church. That's great. Soon as they get to where they're making $5,000 a week. Amen. That's too much to give to the preacher. That's too much to give to the church. Amen. And they shut up on God. Boy, ain't I doing all right here this morning. Amen. And they don't need to go to the house of God. They've got everything they need. Amen. Amen. They look at the prosperity of the wicked. Amen. They come to a realization. Amen. If you read verses 13 through 16, amen, all of it are a result of looking at men instead of looking at God. I see church folks sometimes tempted to complain of their sacrifice and their constant efforts to live godly in face of prosperity and pleasures of the wicked. They may be tempted to think that godliness is not profitable. That's what he said here. Amen. Godliness is not profitable. And they may be tempted to think that. But when the momentary temptations are gone and more sober reflection on facts is restored, you got to look at the end of the wicked. Now, verse 13, amen, I want you to read. But, amen, when one realizes that God and his interest are the only valuable things in life, you realize, dear God, I missed it. Amen. Read verse 13.
Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in iniquity. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Amen. When I saw that God had always delivered his own and had always taken vengeance on the oppressors and the wicked, it was too painful for me to consider. Amen. Until. Here it is. Here's the whole crux of the matter. Here's the nutshell. Amen. Here's the thing that we need to remember. Until.
I went into the sanctuary of God.
Yes. That's it.
Then understood I.
Amen. All these temptations and thoughts of my mind about, amen, the wicked out there and how prosperous they are, and they've got money in the bank and they've got clothes on the back and they've got everything that their heart's desire could wish for. Amen. Amen. They don't go to church. They don't pray. Amen. They don't ever seek God. Amen. I thought, amen, when I considered all that, it's too much for me to, amen, bear my mind until I went to the house of God. Amen. Amen. True appraisal of the end of the wicked comes now. Until I went to the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end, O God. Amen. Amen. Read on. Hold it right there. Amen. He said, I finally woke up when I got to church. I finally realized what the end, and I heard the message of the gospel. Amen. The preacher preached about hell. Amen. And about the wicked going into eternity lost. And he said, I finally got a hold of it and realized how stupid I was to think that, amen, the prosperity of the wicked is they're getting by. They might get by today. They might get by tomorrow. But their end is coming. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, I'd rather have little of this life, amen, and go to heaven when I die, amen, than to have a bankroll that would choke a mule and die lost and go to hell. Amen. When I go to church, I realize how important it is to serve God. Amen. He said, until I went to the house of the Lord, amen, I realized, amen, the appraisal of the end of the wicked. Amen. God set them in slippery places. He cast them down to destruction and desolation. Amen. They're going to be destroyed in a moment of time. Amen. He's going to consume them. Amen. With the terror of his anger. Amen. You cause their prosperity and lives to come up suddenly. Amen. To an end as a dream passes. Amen. When one wakes up and all of a sudden all of that blessing and all of that prosperity and all of the things of life is gone. Amen. The only thing that matters now is the last breath that you're breathing. Amen. And that's not worth much now because you're not ready to meet God. He'll always despise the image the wicked dream about and the pattern set by them. And he said, so foolish was I to think about that. So foolish. Nevertheless. It sounds like to me that's a pretty good deal. Praise God. Amen. He's going to receive me to glory after a while because I kept my heart right. I kept my heart and my life clean. Amen. I did what I know is right. Amen. Oh, it looks like that everything that the world out there is doing, amen, they're being prospered in it. But, Amen. Seemed like right now I've got a good deal. Amen. I've lived right. I've done right. I served God. Amen. And now he's going to receive me in the glory. Whom?
Whom have I in heaven but thee?
Yeah. Yes.
For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that do go and hoard from them. But it is good for me.
Yeah, I like this. I like this last verse. But it's good for me. Praise God. I can't tell what anybody else is doing, but I know what's good for me. Praise God. It's good for me to what? Yes. All thy works. Praise God. This is good for everybody. It is the only guarantee that any sinner, saint, or backslider, amen, if they are being blessed by God, the only thing that really matters is, I've got it fixed. Praise God. Amen. Ecclesiastes in the latter chapter, amen, said this is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. Amen. So what if everybody else has got plenty, amen, and prosper in life, but they die lost and go to hell? Amen. I have little in this life, amen, but I've got it made in eternity. Somebody say praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for the hope we have in Christ? Time right now. Time right now. Amen. Prize this moment. Put value on this moment. See to it that your destiny is fixed on the right road. Praise God. Space to repent. Space of time. There's an old English proverb I remember reading years ago. Amen. And it's not always true by any means. Amen. In space comes grace. That proverb is not always true. It's not a safe proverb at all. Amen. John chapter 15 verse 2. Amen. Talks to us and tells us the branch that bears not timely fruit is what? Cut off. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 8. The ground that yields not, amen, a seasonable or suitable return is nigh unto cursing, and whose end is to be burned. Amen. I was thinking this week, if you saw a man, amen, prepare a great pile of wood, amen, heap up stacks of wood, amen, stack on top of stack, and when you ask him what he was doing, if he were to answer you like this, oh, I'm preparing the fire that is to burn me. What a foolish man that would be. Amen. What would you think if that's what he said? And if you saw that same man, amen, set fire to that pile of wood that he had just piled up stack on top of stack. And when he had lit it, amen, what would you say, amen, if he just took a leap and bound himself up into that burning inferno of wood, amen, that he set on fire himself? What would you think? Amen, that man's crazy. That man's foolish. Amen, but I want to tell you, this is what people do. Every day they commit sin. Every day they don't serve God. Every day they don't surrender their life to the Lord. They're piling up wood. Amen. On that hellfire burning inferno. And before long, amen, they're going to find out that they are cast into that lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. Amen. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 14. I've long time holding my peace. I've been still. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry. Amen. Scoffers. I want to tell you, I've heard them make scoffing remarks about Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 10. The eyes of the Lord, amen, run to and fro throughout the whole earth. They, amen, say, God, don't see me. God don't care. God don't care how I live or what I do. Amen. Hebrews 4 and 13 said, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, amen, God sees everything. God sees what you're doing today. He saw what you did this week. He saw, come on here, amen, the indulgence of this world's pride and life. Amen. God saw it all. He not only saw it all, he heard every word that you said. Come on here. Amen. I thought this week only the stupid quarrel with the history of Nebuchadnezzar. When you read about Nebuchadnezzar, amen, in the book of Daniel, amen, Daniel made one last effort to get Nebuchadnezzar to stop his sin and turn around. In chapter 4 and verse 27, wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness in thine iniquities. Amen. By showing mercy to the poor, if it be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Amen. I shudder. God have mercy. I shudder at the sin and the evil of our day. Amen. And I wonder, what's it going to take to wake people up? Amen. Out of their stupid, amen, things that they have drifted into. Amen. I shudder at the evil of our day, the daring, taunting boldness of the filth of our time. No wonder the preacher said, amen, that I read to you this morning, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Amen, the book of Daniel, amen, the watcher cried, hew down the tree. Amen, there is a limit to the patience of God. Amen. If God was to turn from us, amen, there's no social legislation, amen, no police state can stop the festering putrefaction, amen, that already scabs and ulcers our society. Amen. The message is, break off from your sin. Amen. Get right with God. Amen. There's not much time left. Amen. This earth may go on for a while, but you may not. Amen. Your time is limited. Amen. Your days are numbered. Amen. The psalmist said, help me to know my days, that I may know how feeble I am. Amen. I got news for you this morning. You think you're going to live a long time. Amen. But your life is short. Your life is shorter than you expected it to be. You thought you was going to live to be 50 years old. Amen. You may think you're going to live to be 80. Amen. But whatever time you live, it's going to be short. Amen. It's going to be short-lived. And God's give you space. Space of time. Amen. He said, I gave her space to repent, and she repented not. I'll cast her into the bed, amen, of adultery. Amen. Come on here. I'm talking to this church this morning, and somebody in this congregation, you need to realize that your life is short. You don't have much time. This gray-headed preacher's trying to get your attention today. Amen. You may wind up in a car wreck this week. Wind up in a hospital with a heart attack. Amen. And you come on here. Amen. The doctor may say to you, you've got cancer and not going to live but 3 weeks. Amen. I want to tell you, time's wasting. Amen. And you got no time to see God. God's word is inescapable. It closes in upon every one of us with every newscast. It'll not go away. You cannot ignore your Bible. Stay away from church if you want to. Amen. Amen. Say, that old preacher's kind of foolish. You can bury it all beneath work and play. But it is still there to judge you in the end. God's Spirit tugs. I wish I could get somebody to understand this morning. Just because God's judgment has not come last week does not mean that it won't come. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore the heart, the sons of men, is fully set in them to do evil. I'm about ready to quit. I don't know what men are going to do. If you think for 1 minute you've got a good alibi when you stand before God, why you didn't go to church or why you didn't pray at the altar. You may feel like I know what I'm going to say, but what will you say when you stand before the Almighty God that knows the hearts of men? For yea, the Lord say, there is a limitation to mercy. There is indeed a limitation to love. There is indeed a limitation to my long suffering. And I, the Lord, hath called thee. Yea, I, the Lord, am speaking unto thee. Prepare to meet thy God. For your days are limited. The number of your days are limited. Prepare, yea, I say, prepare thine heart to seek the Lord. For I am about to come unto thee, saith God. But every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Time is flying by. I wished I could tell you all the times this morning that I've talked to people. And I've heard him say, I didn't intend for it to go this far or this long. I intended to fix it with my God. You can look around and see the prosperity of the whole world. And you think, I've got time. You think you have. But the Holy Ghost this morning is talking to people's hearts in this service. Time is short. It's running out. Laid this message on my heart this week. I have no idea who would be here. got by. You've come to church. You're not here somewhere else. You're just drifting along in life. I want to tell you, your life is short too. You just don't know how short it is. Well, every head is bowed and every eye is closed in this congregation this morning. I wonder if that soul over here that God's dealing with your heart, you know who he is. You spend a lot of time in church, but you're not ready. You'd like to people think that you're okay, but deep down in your heart, you know you're not. When every head is bowed and every eye is closed. I'm reaching this morning for some soul. Would you raise your hand there where you're sitting? And I'll know by that uplifted hand. Oh God, I need God. I need God's help. Is it one of these this morning? You'll probably get by this church service. You can probably get by this service without praying. But when you stand before God in eternity, the record's going to read. August the 23rd, Massanova Pentecostal Church. You heard the word. You shut the door. Saint Marcia, I wonder tonight, this morning, if there's one in this place, right quickly. You don't want to die lost. You don't want to die and go to hell. You know you don't. What about your soul's condition this morning? If God was to call you out this very minute to face him in eternity, how about your soul? Is it one that will raise your hand, preacher, pray for me? I'm waiting. We're going to come pray, but I'm waiting. God's waiting. Heaven's waiting. Angels are waiting. Departed loved ones in glory is waiting. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Living on the borderline. That's where some of you are living right now. You're living right on the edge. If you only knew. Oh God, is the one in this congregation. Slip your hand up, preacher. Amen. I don't want to. I really don't. You're in his sanctuary this morning. Word of God. You've heard today. How about you? Is anybody here? I don't know how to say this. And I hesitate to say it, but somebody is really close to eternity. You don't know how close you are. Okay. Make up your mind this morning. Everybody's praying. Let me get the saints of God come pray. If you're not ready, if you're not got it fixed, if you need God, why don't you come? You can fix it this morning. Come on. Come on.